This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
AM. SB Nation Radio. Season 14, American Idol. Nick Frattiani joins us right now on SB Nation Radio. Nick, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Let's talk about this album you've worked on. How did this come about? Let's talk about this. If I'm correct, you saw it in a hurricane in Florida?
There was a hurricane. Yeah, I got linked up with the people with Rock by the Sea. And basically they set up Rock by the Sea and ABC2. They kind of set up this album trip where a bunch of writers were going to go to Florida, write a record, and all the proceeds were going to go towards benefiting brain cancer. And then we get there and Hurricane Michael hits. We ended up like getting in a bunch of cars and evacuating to Alabama. We ended up writing the whole thing in Alabama in a week and recording it pretty shortly after that. And then there it is. It's called Right by the Sea, and it's available now.
All right. How much of that experience went into the writing of the song? Did you use any of it? I don't know anything about writing music, but I do know people are influenced and add some things in the process. Did that process help or hinder the process of creating the album?
I think it helped, you know, because we had that experience together. So because sometimes it can be awkward when you're writing with people that you don't really know. Most of us didn't know each other. So I think when you do something together, like I said, we got into a bunch of cars with all our equipment and drove, you know, hours in the middle of the night. It does kind of, I guess when you go through something, it's a little easier to sit down and write a song together. So, and actually a few of the guys wrote a song that kind of involved a little bit about the storm. They kind of used that in the lyrics. So I think overall, though, it definitely played a role in, you know, kind of the vibe of the whole record.
All right, let's get to the American Idol experience. And again, you're the season 14 winner. And so you're a young man, you're getting into music, you're singing, you're performing. And then this reality phenomenon has been in our lives for a number of years. When did you decide, listen, this is a big gamble, but I want to try it, I want to see it, I might have to go through the process. What was early in your decision to join the show? Was that an easy decision, or how did it come about?
No, it wasn't an easy decision. I did, I really did up the reality stuff because I was in a band first, and we actually did America's Got Talent.
Okay.
We started with that, and then we were on for a few episodes, and then I ended up, you know, a similar producer was working, and they asked me if I wanted to audition, and they told me it was my last year because I was an older guy. I was 28, you know, and on Idol, that's the last year you can audition.
Yeah.
So I basically said, you know, screw it, let me give it one more shot, and that was basically it. And I lucked out and ended up winning. So that's basically how I decided to do it.
How do you collaborate on that when you make it to like the final 16, the final 8, and they ask you to choose the music and perform? Is it mostly you in the decision of what you're going to play and how you're going to play it? How much collaboration goes on it with the producers of the show to perform what you want to perform in front of the judges?
That's a good question. I mean, I used to call my father. My father would help me out a lot with song choices. He's a musician, so he used to help me out. And then usually they give you their advice. They'll say, listen, we think this song's too slow or this song won't work for you. But at the end of the day, the producers would let you sing what you wanted to sing mostly. But you kind of, a lot of times you would kind of go with their, you wanted to kind of make, you know, the people involved happy too. So it was kind of a give and take. And then sometimes you also had to make sure that the song you wanted to sing was allowed to be sung. Like some musicians won't allow their songs to be sung on, you know, the publishing won't, they just can't use it. For instance, Prince, when Prince was alive, Prince would never allow anybody to sing his songs. Like that just wasn't happening. And and a lot of like Michael Jackson songs, and I think like Foo Fighters, they don't do it. So like certain artists just don't allow their songs to be used. So, I mean, that's another thing that you have to make sure. They have to see if they can get the song cleared.
Give me a little bit of background on Right by the Sea, this album. It benefits brain cancer research. How did that come about? How did you team up with the people that are going to use this album for that cause?
Well, my good friend Eric, I'm a Connecticut guy, and my buddy Eric Donnelly is in a band called The Alternate Roots, which is a Connecticut-based band. And Eric has been working with the Rock by the Sea folks for a while. And he basically told me the deal, told me that it would be basically be a week of my life to go down there, play music, write songs, and it would go towards this great cause. And I said, I'm in. It was pretty simple. And then, flew down to Florida. Like I said, unfortunately, we had to leave and go to Alabama, which ended up being a cool thing too. So, I'm proud of the record. It was really, like I said, it's kind of like an old school approach of making music. We recorded it, basically in a few days. We didn't use auto tune. We didn't use, a bunch of bells and whistles. We kind of did it old school. And I think it comes across as really authentic when you listen to it.
Nick Frediani joins us, American Idol season 14 winner, joining us on SB Nation Radio. We talk a lot of sports on the show, and there's an avenue for athletes to make it, right? They start off young, they go through the upper programs, they start getting noticed, they go to college, they even get more noticed, they go on. In music, it's different. There's a lot of judgment. There's a judgment on your music. One person may like it, other people may not like it. There's different paths to stardom. In terms of the American Idol route, would you recommend that to somebody? But or would you say, look, for the most part, go through the traditional way of playing as much as you can in front of as many people as you can?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I played basketball in high school and college, and I was always that was my first kind of love with sports. So my father, though, was a musician, so I would see kind of both things. And it used to be weird for me because it's true. Music is an opinionated thing. Music, some people can like one thing and they might not like another thing. Where in sports, you see the stats. You see, all right, this guy's good because these are his stats, that this is what he does. There's no breaking that down. Where in music, it's a little different. And in Idol, it kind of turns into more of a sport thing. Like, let's critique what this person does, where it's really kind of sometimes, listen, if you're pitchy or you're singing the wrong notes, like, okay, you could tell that. But sometimes, it might just not be your vibe, but it doesn't mean that they're not good. So, I don't know. It was tough for me at times on the show, but I think in terms of getting your music out there, I played for many, many years in bars for no people, and at the end of the day, Idol got me into a spot where I'm able to do this for a living and play for a lot more people than I used to. So I think if you treat it the right way and you go about it with good intentions and you give your best shot, I still think it's an avenue that works. At the end of the day, you just want to be heard and get your music out there, and I think it's a really great way to do that.
What was it like the moment you knew you won, when they announced you as the winner of it, and you knew, because the show had been around a long time, that there was going to be a lot of doors that were going to open for you?
Yeah, it was emotional, man. It was crazy. I mean, just to see, like I said, my father was a musician his whole life. So I saw my dad, that was his full-time job when I grew up. And I saw his passion for music and the ups and downs he had in it. And then to kind of just see this all happen at once, the confetti falling and seeing him and my mother and everybody, my sister, everybody was there. It was just totally emotional and kind of crazy. And I was kind of like you almost feel like it's not real because you've seen it. I'd go back and watch other people win years prior, and I never would have thought in a million years that I'd have been in that position. So that was a moment for sure I'll never forget.
What does the future hold for you now? Where do you go? What are you going to be doing?
I've put out a few records now. My dad, I've toured the country a bunch, and basically it seems to just be like a cycle where I, take some time to travel and play shows, come back home to New York or Connecticut, write another album, and then go back and do it again every year. So 2018, I didn't record as much, and then but now I have music coming out. So I'm actually putting a single out called Empire on May 3rd, which I think is going to be a big one for me. It's a big rock, like kind of anthemic song. So I'm excited for that one. So that's the next song. I'm going to put that out and do press and shows for all that. And then see where that takes me.
All right, I do have to ask you a little sports question. Where did you grow up? Did you have any teams that you rooted for? You said you played basketball. Do you still follow any sports at all?
Oh yeah, I'm addicted. I'm actually driving up, taking the train into New York tonight for Yankee Sox because I'm a diehard Yankee fan. So I got tickets tonight. So I'm heading into the stadium. Actually, kind of unfortunately, in the last few years, an all New York team. So I'm Yankees, Rangers, Giants, and who am I missing? Oh, the very sad Knicks. So those are my teams right now.
Well, good. You should catch the Yankees because the Red Sox stink right now. So this should actually be a good night for you. So you can.
Yeah, we got them last night, but the Yankees kind of stink too because they're
they do.
Half the team's hurt right now.
That's right.
But the rivalry is always good. So whether they're bad or good, it is. I think they're both going to come back strong. There's no way they're going to last like this.
I agree. Nick, where can people get the copy of the album and get more information?
You can go to rockbythesea.org and find where to get all, if you want to get a physical copy of it, if you want to get a digital download of it. If you already kind of listen to music through Spotify, you can go on any, or Apple Music, you can go on any of your streaming services and hear it that way as well. And all that's still helping. Obviously, the best way to help out is to definitely get a physical copy, but anything helps. So that's the best way. I'd say go to rockbythesea.org.
All right, one final question before we let you go. And again, Nick Frediani joins us, Season 14 American Idol winner. If you're the Giants, do you draft a quarterback in the first round?
Well, that's a great question. I was thinking, I had this like hope in the back of my head that Russell Wilson wasn't going to sign and that we were going to potentially work some trade with our because he didn't seem happy to me. So I thought maybe there'd be, a chance that we could trade around and maybe get him with the picks. But I think you have to get a quarterback. I think at this point, I love Eli. I'll always have love for what he did as a Giant fan. I've seen two championships, and I think he's a Hall of Famer. But I think you got to look to that sixth pick, I think, for a quarterback. So that's my take for now.
I love it. We talk some music, American Idol, and sports. Man, you're the best. I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much. Good luck with the album.
You too, bud. I'll talk to you.
You got it. Nick Frediani joins us. All right. Got a little sports in there, Ron. All right. Giants fan, Yankee fan, going to the stadium tonight. See the Yankees and Sox. Would draft a quarterback in the first round. I was going to ask him a Zion Williams question, but I said, nah, I'll leave it alone because he said lousy Knicks.
Well, he seemed very happy about his Knicks right now.
He seemed thrilled about the Knicks.
I mean, and you know what? That is the pulse of all Knicks fans across the country.
Right? Don't give me hopes.
Yeah.
Don't give me any hope.
You know, it's all been downhill since the frozen envelope anyways.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So, John Starks, I mean, his way to a game seven loss.
You could have brought up Zion Williamson and he would have been like, no, we're not going to get him.
We're not going to get Zion.
Are you kidding me? He's going to go to Cleveland.
NBA gave us one shot. We had Patrick Ewing and couldn't win a title. Yeah, it's Cleveland. Exactly. Right?
Cleveland will get it again. I don't know how. God.
Yeah, when they need it the most, they get a first-round pick.
Bring out that damn kid.
It is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.